This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air. Again, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. You know, I mean, if you're not part of the solution, as we like to say, you're part of the issue now, aren't you? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room. And just getting involved on a, you know, day-by-day, moment-to-moment basis. I really do appreciate it. If you want to get involved in the conversation at all, in the least, right, just head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do all kinds of stuff. Someday soon, I'm hoping that we can actually get technology that works every time. Yeah, I'm going to be in a rant in a minute. Can you tell? But I really do. I really appreciate the time you guys spent on this. Look, two great, and I mean great, opinions. That's really the best way to put it. Two great opinions came down today from the Supreme Court. And, you know, I say two, because some of you think that what has happened here is that the Supreme Court, for all intents and purposes, has ruled against the president on both of their rulings that they came down with today. That, first, a good one was that Congress cannot get the president's taxes and the grand jury transcripts. The second is they didn't ignore, but they actually pushed back on a lower court's ruling that, you know, that the president's taxes, financial information, is going to be given to the the Attorney General of New York. So, but he's giving it back to the court. Let's be clear. This is not just a matter of somebody them just sidestepping this and saying, no, they're not going to deal with it. Because that was not the issue at all. I hope you guys picked up on that. I mean, I know he's mad. I know he's tweeting. And I think, listen, none of you I know, if any of you have a direct line to him, give him a holler. Let him know I've got something to say. The thing that's kind of distressing me right now with the press is he is tweeting and fighting on so many different levels. And the problem we're having with it, is it distracts from really what's going on. Come on, seriously. He has got to fight these things. He's got to be on top of these things. And he can't be distracted every time his phone goes off. And when you're looking at, what's his name, Biden, who can't figure out where he is half the time? It's true. I'm not making fun of the guy. Go look at the videos he's put out there at times. He doesn't know where he is half the time. Now, Biden, I guess they're being called both populists at this point. I don't know how you can call a socialist like Biden a populist. But, you know, he's got a plan. You know, this is great. So Biden decided that his plan is to put the coal, all the fossil fuels out of business, right? Put the coal people out of business. What's that, 50 million people? I don't know what the number is. I'm just throwing it out there. Right? And he went to Pennsylvania to let people know about this. He's going to spend another $700 billion on American products and research. Like, this is a new idea. Like, it's a new idea to bring... Now, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, this is a whole new idea to bring manufacturing back to this country, to buy American. When did that become a new idea? What did I miss here? Was I in a coma when this went down? And my fear is that some people aren't really... they aren't paying attention to what he's talking about. They aren't paying attention to what he's talking about doing. Is anybody else paying attention? Or is it... Who is it? Who's doing this? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're... that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're on the air with us, that you're involved and engaged for all intents and purposes. You really do have to be involved and engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate it. And then, God bless America. And then you get Donald Trump coming out. And he's swinging. Oh, this is great. Matter of fact, somebody just sent me a picture. I threw me off. Joe Biden took a knee. He stopped at his old home in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And he took a knee. All right, that just totally threw me off. I can't stand it. Joe was in your house. This is The Real Side. Joe joins me in a minute. Maybe he can talk me down off the ceiling. We'll be back in a second. You'll see it in Real Sight. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Sight Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
Oh, hold on, we're going in. We are back, I think, maybe. God willing. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversations, part of the solution. But let me just get right to him, because, you know, if we lose anything, something goes sideways or backwards or whatever the term is, at least he's here and we can discuss. Always a pleasure to welcome Alfonso Rachel, lovingly referred to Zoe. You know, hey, by the way, did you see what I titled this thing? It was Zoe and Joe. I gave you top billing, bro. Right?
Yeah, man. Zoe and very generous of you.
Yeah, right.
Or dyslexic.
Zoe and Joe talk about the issues of the day, and, you know, I guess we're still back. I know this is getting old, but whatever. We're still talking about BLM being painted on major streets across the country, And it is just not helping, right? I mean, what is this furthering? That we know how to paint in yellow paint on black streets?
Oh, man. Well, it's just a broad brush all around, though, ain't it? I don't even know what the significance of that is. I don't even care.
I don't care either. But listen, if there are real issues here, I'll give you that. I'll give you that there's real issues and there's certain things that need to be worked through with our police departments and I do not believe. Let's just get it straight. People should know this. I don't believe that our police departments are inherently racist. Okay, but every department, every group, every had some issues to deal with. Has maybe some more training, what have you. This takes away from the real issues that are going on in the inner city and places like that, does it not?
Man, you know, I sympathize, you know, with the police, and of course I sympathize with Black America. But let me start with the police first, man. Police should have done their due diligence years ago. There's a reason why people, you know, are apprehensive of police brutality. Because, you know, when they show that footage of the police officers unleashing dogs on people and busting out with them hoses and all that sort of stuff. Well, those police, those were Democrats and they were in the KKK. That's a real thing. And the police should have set the record straight on that, but they haven't. What they did was that they doubled down and ended up becoming an aspect of the public sector unions, which is beholden to the Democrat Party. So a lot of this stuff. Police are bringing, they brought on themselves, and you know, a lot of this, and as we know, a lot of this stuff is happening in Democrat-run communities, and police haven't separated themselves from that. Kind of like how the conservatives do, the Republicans do. It's like, you guys didn't do your due diligence to separate yourselves from certain things that have invited a lot of prejudice against you. But, man, I don't know.
I'm with you here. But how do we do this? All right, you and I can have a conversation because we have a relationship. There are other people, not so much. How do we get to have that conversation? How do we get to sit down and two relative strangers, okay, but two people sitting down and say, okay, look, obviously you're a different color than I am, but you know what? How do we get along? I don't want to sound like Rodney King. Just slap me.
How do we do this here?
Can we just all get along? How do we do this where we can actually sit at church? You see it happen at churches? My God, you're making me crazy here. But how do we sit down and say, look, it's not the color. Everybody deserves to be treated with honor. Everybody deserves to be treated with respect. Everybody deserves an opportunity to succeed, right?
True, Joe, but the thing is, the conversation, how do we have a conversation? We don't. All right, man, we've been talking about having this conversation, and man, we've had it. This conversation has been, you know, since Democrats. I guess that's why we keep having it, because Democrats love to recycle so much. And we just keep recycling this conversation. And, man, it ain't about the conversation, because a lot of this stuff, man, that people are angry about, they ain't even angry about this black issue. They're not even angry about it. They're angry about a whole bunch of other deep-seated issues. And this is just another vehicle for them to vent about it. What they want to do is they want you to sit there and they want to accuse you and they want a vent against you and they don't want you to say nothing. That's what they want. And the thing is, Joe, especially within the black community, and of course I'm disqualified as black because I point this out. The thing is, Joe, in the black community, nobody makes blacks more insecure about being black than other blacks. And you have to do this to qualify as black, right? So they're brought up steeped in insecurity, while you got blacks making them insecure, making them afraid of somebody else, you know. And it's a strange and toxic and poisonous dynamic, man. But they don't want to hear that, you know. They don't want to hear that, and that's one of the reasons why we can't have the conversation. And lastly, we don't have the conversation and we don't have the debate. It takes an illustration. These people are made to believe what they believe because of media, because of so-called education, and because of cultural conditioning. They're steeped in this in ways that conservatives are just not there and just not competing. And that's why we can't have the conversation.
Yeah, I hear you. And I agree with you.
Man.
We're I don't want to keep using this term, but it's true. We're afraid, not me, but the general we, are afraid. Yeah. You saw what's happened over the last, you and I talked about this a while back. You saw what's happened over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years where, you know, white, young white kids in college and last year of high school have been beat into believing that they're just terrible people. Mm. And they don't even, you know, what's happened now is they don't even want to talk to you. They don't want to go up to the black community and say, okay, I want to understand. I want to know. I want to help fix this thing. They just want to walk up and say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for being white. I didn't mean to be white. I was born in a white family. If I could change it, I would. It's like, come on. Cut me some slack here. What is wrong with you people?
Man, but even that in itself, yeah, right. I mean, yeah. You know, that's the narrative, man. But here's the thing. See, if there's any white folks out there that are feeling all guilty and stuff like that, please do not feel like you need to apologize to me. Maybe if you're a Democrat, you do. And I guess that's true to Democrats. But Democrats, they won't apologize to me because you should apologize to me for not for dismissing the fact that I'm black. Oh, well, you're not authentically black. So, well, maybe you should apologize to me for that. But, no, the thing is, to any white people feeling that they're guilty and all that sort of stuff, you don't need to apologize to me because I'm not that fragile. All right, my life is not going to be made complete with you apologizing to me or taking a knee for me or anything like that. Oh. You don't need to do that. I'm not that, you know, it's like, because basically what you'd be saying to me is that I think you're a really fragile emotional sissy, and I think you, young little black man, you just need an apology and for me to kiss your boo-boo so you can feel better. I don't need you to do that for me. Okay, well, matter of fact, what you could do for me is leave me alone. how about that?
No, I was going through some stories over the weekend. I was going through some of my old stories to match them up to what's happening today. To say, see, we were talking about this 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, and that was part of it. I was going through, going, look, you see a progression here where they're laying this out there, laying out their plan. It's very obvious. It's just we weren't looking for it then. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. Zoe will be with me on the side of the break, and if you're watching on Facebook, that'll be up in a minute. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is touting a new executive order aimed at promoting Hispanic prosperity. The president says the order will expand access to trade schools.
Through our pledge to the American worker, we've already made available 16 million apprenticeships and training opportunities for the jobs of tomorrow. To bring jobs and prosperity to our most distressed communities, we created nearly 9,000 opportunity zones. That's been a great success. A tremendous Tim Scott of South Carolina is helping someone.
It appears the debate over President Trump's financial records and tax returns will continue. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday investigators in New York can seek his financial and tax records. However, another ruling involving demands by the House for access to the president's records will have to be taken up by the lower courts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Listen to the real side of GTN Live. Well, we're almost back. Anyway, Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time. Listen, take some time, all right? Take a listen. You got to get informed to get engaged. You can't just start spewing what you see come across your Twitter. You can't trust anything in your Twitter feed. Anyway, let me just bring him in because I have so much fun when he's on. I don't want to waste time just rambling here. Zoe Rachel joins me. He is, let me see, you've got the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. Oh, hey, there's a pastor who listens to the show. And
oh, wow.
He said, obviously not every night probably, but he says to me, I am a fuddy-duddy Bible guy. I thought you'd get a kick out of that, but he says, no, I am that I am that fuddy-duddy Bible guy. So anyhow, but tell people about the Zopian Den and everywhere else they can find Zoe.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you can find the Zopian Den, House of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and my music project, 20 Pound Sledge.
Yeah, and guys, check it out, really, truly. So, you know, sometimes when I'm sitting here doing some paperwork, doing some stuff, I grab one of his shows that he does, and there's always good content in there. The problem is that I end up starting to pay attention, then I get my work done, so you're actually a distraction for me. I'll blame it on you. The crackdown in churches. Okay, you know, I got a lot of Christian brothers and sisters that are just lost. And when I say they're lost, I mean we have these conversations. And somehow the devil, the demons, the morons, whoever, they have convinced these people, our church-going brothers and sisters, they have convinced these people that same-sex marriage is a political issue. Abortion is a political issue. Okay, and the virus is a political issue, all right? Uh-huh. And that you shouldn't be, you know, there's this crackdown on the churches. Think about this. You've got to be 6 feet apart, have to have a mask on. You can't sing in California, and that's going to get challenged here shortly. I'm sorry. To me, this is a full-on, full-frontal demonic attack. But, hey, talk me down.
Man, it is and it isn't. It's definitely not a political issue in the way that they're making it. And see that, and now that gets me into why Democrats are who they are and why Republicans are who they are. And before any Christian tries to tell me, well, God's not about politics and God's neither Republican or Democrat, that's not true. Okay, God is definitely about politics because God is the first policy writer. All right,
that's
God
right.
has a policy. And here comes the devil, and he has a policy too. And you have the free will choice on which one you're going to go with, right? And the decision on these policies, on what you're basically going to spiritually vote for, has consequences. And in terms of God being a Democrat or a Republican, God's definitely not a Democrat because when it comes down to it, our vote, our self-righteous vote, is not going to be what God bases his ordinances on. God is our highest representative. We are under his rule of law. That's Republican. He is our highest representative. That makes it a representative republic. So he is definitely more Republican. And now, in terms of, you know, these issues being political or not, yeah, we don't want it to be political in terms of, oh, we're going to vote for what's popular or anything like that, because selfishness, when it comes to popularity, selfishness is going to win the day. And you do have to definitely take us to a spiritual aspect of it and look at the eternal word of God and say, God, what do you say? Right? The king of spirits, because this is a spiritual issue that manifests culturally, it manifests politically, it manifests in these areas. So we have to dial into that and get the counsel of the Holy Spirit, examine the word of God and say, God, what do you say? Square it by that. And then from there, we say, no, this child has the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness is property. This person's sexual orientation, look, if you want to do that, that's your business. But you do not have the right to infringe upon our liberty to live in Realville and understand how biology works, designed by God. You do not have the right to take that away from us and force us to endorse your lifestyle. So, yes, it's a spiritual issue, but it's a spiritual issue manifested in the political arena, cultural arena, and we have to hold that line because God will not be pleased if we let the freedom that he blessed us with get voted away.
Yeah, and, you know, God tells us in Proverbs that we're supposed to find godly men. Not Proverbs, I'm sorry. We're supposed to find godly men to rule over us, okay? We're supposed to find someone who loves God because, you know, really, do you really want a heathen? I mean, I don't have a better word. You got a better word to use?
I don't. But no, that's a good one, man. I like heathen. That word.
I mean, do we? And you Christians, you vote for people whose platform is all about abortion. You vote for people. I mean, Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton in the last election. The only thing that I really remember them saying was that they were talking in one speech to the Catholic Church, one speech to the Christian Church as a whole, and said, if you don't change the way you think, if you don't change your scripture to fall in line with today's mindset, today's culture, we will pass laws to change it for you. If you were a Christian, the hair on your neck would go up. I think, I don't know who you know, okay?
Right.
I'm sorry. But
no, That's the deal, man, because that's what being a Democrat is about, man. It's this Democrat, they can't stand it that we have a rule of law that's based on what the Word of God says. They don't like God having that kind of power. They don't like that being written in our Constitution. And as Democrats, they're so full of themselves, they want to have the democratic exercise to be able to vote away what God has ordained. That's how full of themselves they are, man. And yeah, the church more and more is being suckered by this, and it's like they forget what the Lord said to Peter. It's like, look, man, hey, Satan, you need to get behind me, dude, because you're too caught up with the ways of men. The affairs of men are your concern, not the affairs of God. And that's where a lot of the church is that they're caught up with the affairs of men about what mankind thinks is right as opposed to what God knows is right.
No, you're. It's funny. I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday. I said, look, you know, they want the power. They want the total unabridged power. They want you to bow down to them. They want you to do what they tell you to do and to see them as the smartest one in the room and the whole nine years. Last time that happened, didn't he get thrown down to earth with lightning and firebolts and the whole nine yards? Isn't that what happened?
Body slammed at light speed, man. God heard him.
Right? And people don't, sometimes they don't look at this. They don't put this together in that light. And, you know, you were speaking mostly to our Christian brothers and sisters saying, you have got to look at this stuff through spiritual glasses. You cannot discern this stuff just by trying to weigh Republican. Look at, there's 121, 122 parties. I mean, which one are you following? What do you, whose platform are you going to follow? Yeah, I'll follow God's platform. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, you know, it'd be great if we could just all be Americans. You know, I talk about this, you know, for a long time. It'd be great if we could all be Americans, but Americans according to what? You know, it's like, which, yeah. Let's all just unite. Let's all be one. Okay, under what? You know, like, I don't mind, you know, identifying myself as a Republican because I see it as the platform that is most closely aligned to the Constitution, most closely aligned to the Word of God. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but those who don't believe it are usually at odds with the Word of God themselves. So, you know,
Pelosi would argue with you because they do God's work. And,
oh, yes. Hitler said the same thing. Hitler said, yeah, I'm doing the Lord's work, too. And the Word of God even said it. Yeah, there's going to be people out there claiming to do the Lord's work as they're murdering people.
Yeah. You know? All right. So let me redeem myself for a second here. It's in Exodus 18:21 for those scholars who are waving their finger at me. And says, moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God. And that word fear in the original is reverence, love. God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens. In other words, find people who love God, who love God's word to rule over you. And you know what? As it says in Timothy, right? When they rule, when God lovers rule in authority, we live peacefully. We live quiet, peaceful lives. We've gotten so far away from that. And you know, yeah, I know. All right. Gonna,
you know, wow.
We've got... We need an organ play. Got to get the organ
going.
That's right.
Right?
You know, we've gotten so far away from that. Our founding fathers wanted it that way. They wanted us to choose godly men and women to be involved in government. God gave us government. We should be taken care of. Right?
Yes. That's right, man. And don't feel bad, man, if you had to go digging about it. That's what a decent Christian does, man. It's like a doctor, man. It's just because a doctor is a doctor or a physician. Doesn't mean he knows it. He's still got his physician's desk reference and all that sort of stuff behind him. Say, let me look that up and make sure. You know, so it's like, yeah, go to your scriptures.
Let me
see
if I really know what appendix look like. Hold on.
Right.
All right, we're going for a quick break. Don't go far. Zoe will be with me on the other side of the break. Got a lot more to talk about. Seriously. Pay attention. You don't want to miss any of this. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Answer the question.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
Listen to the real sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in a minute as soon as I figure out how to use this machine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I very much do. I love it when you guys are involved and engaged. I see you in the chat room, and you're making comments about what's going on. Although, I don't know, I must have bored you to death last night. You guys were talking about recipes or something. I don't know what it was. You know? And next time, feel free to call and say something. You know what I mean? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about all things that are going on in the political world. But, you know, from a spiritual viewpoint, I'm not talking about the spiritualist viewpoint. I'm talking about the God viewpoint. And what a better guy to have with me, at least I think so anyway, is Alfonso Rachel joins me. He's known, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And you've got the Zopium Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and I'm missing one.
The Zoloft.
Zoloft. Yeah, but yes. Zoloft sounds like a drug that you take when you're out of control.
yeah, but this is the Zoe, as in me, Loft. And it is my place for therapy. Just it's not a
oh, okay,
you know.
All right, that's good.
It's not a suppository or anything.
Oh, glad to hear that. All right, so, you know, again, when you look at what's going on around, and, you know, here in California, you've got the, my God, Newsom. You know, if God didn't tell us Christians to pray, not just for our enemies, but pray for people in authority, people in leadership, I believe that we would probably have beat the crap out of him by now, okay? So, I mean, he's out there saying, you can't sing in churches, you can't do this in church, you can't have more than this in church. Protesting, we're good with that, though.
Yeah.
If you want to get right up in a cop's face and yell at him with no mask on and he's got no mask on, we're good with that. That's good. Mm-hmm. So you know what's coming down. You know what these guys believe and think. It's just it's just amazing to me. And,
yeah.
You know, we got these, I'll say it, you don't have to, we have these coward Christians in Congress. All right? You know they're Christians. When they're out on the campaign trail, they're always talking about, you know, God and country, and we got to bring God back to our schools, and we got to bring God. And then they get in there, and they're going, God, what, God who? You know, I don't know. I didn't mean that God. And so they don't fight for us, right? They're not out there really putting it out the way they should. They get caught up in the moment. Like some of us do in church. And I say us, generically. We get caught up in the worship of the moment. You know, the worship, right? The music. You got a set of drums behind you. You love music. I love music. But that's not what it's all about. And these guys get stuck up in it. And you were just talking about a famous musician. And we've seen more of that happen. Who fell away because of the pressure. Think about this. The pressure of the political climate.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
Want
and they
to feel bad.
Right? Yeah. They buckle to it, man. And I get it, man. You know, it's like it's unfortunate that a lot of these people, they fall away because they're looking for this experience. That's what John of Hawk Nelson was talking about. He's looking for this experience, and he sees where God isn't doing anything about it. Like, you know, God's name is El Shaddai. That's one of his names, and it means the sufficient one. But according to him, he's failed in his sufficiency. God isn't doing what he needs to do. And he feels like he has to have this experience. It's like, dude, you've got the experience of having a lovely wife. You've got the experience of having a child. You've got the experience of being able to play music and do what you love for the multitudes and stuff like that. People in music sell their souls to be able to do that. Dude, you've had a whole bunch of experience. The thing that you don't have is a sense of gratitude. So, you know, and people in the church, they're being led by things like this. And also, I want to say this about the church in terms of, like, things that are going on in the cultural and political arena, and especially where conservatives are concerned. I think conservative Christians, I think they need to be careful, man, about resisting tyranny and having a rebellious spirit. They need to be really careful because there's a lot of times when conservatives play into the trap that Democrats have set, and they're seeing this as very predictable. And, like, say, for instance, with the COVID issue, man, this is an attack on our country. This isn't just some virus. This is an attack on multiple fronts. It's a biological attack. Literally, it's an attack. And it's an attack, a cultural attack. It's an attack from the media. It's an attack on our commerce. It's an attack on so many levels, man. And this is engineered. And I'm trying to tell conservatives, don't play into it, man. You can use this against them. But, you know, we put ourselves in a position where we make it easy for them to blame us. You know, those unscientific Christians out there, they're the reason why COVID is spreading and stuff like that. And we should be like, hey, man, you guys were the ones making fun of us because of our superstitious hygiene rights. You know, when the Bible is telling us about hand washing and quarantining and mixing fabrics, you know, because we're talking about, well, the masks don't really work because it's not, you know, the right kind of fabrics. Well, God was telling us about all that sort of stuff, and you made fun of us, you know? So it's like we should have been whipping that back on them, you know, but instead, these people are getting away with being religious zealots about hand washing and judging other people for not washing their hands and social distancing and quarantining. We've allowed these people to be the Pharisees of our day, judging us when we should have been making a mockery of them. You know, but, you know, we keep dropping the ball, man. We keep dropping the ball.
But come on, Zoe. We're supposed to live peaceably with all men. We're not supposed to judge others. We're not supposed to make people feel bad. We're supposed to live up.
Man, we, man, we can do that without loving them straight to hell, man. You know, it's like we, you know, we talk about keeping it real, you know, and when you talk about the real side, man, I know that you mean it. But there's a lot of cats out there, man, who we talking about keeping it real, and they have no, they're totally dyslexic about that, man. No offense to people who are dyslexic. I don't mean it that way, but I'm talking about people who are spiritually and politically and historically dyslexic, man. They got this stuff backwards. And, man, we got to use some of that verbal judo, man. We got to use some of that spiritual judo and cause these people to fall on their own sword.
Well, you know, and you get guys like, I don't know if you heard this today, but Don Lemon came out, and of all people, he was talking with Fredo about Jesus. And they were talking about how Jesus wasn't perfect. Now, here's a guy who's married to another man, okay, and can't find a Bible to save his butt, makes fun of Christians, makes fun of religious people, and then all of a sudden he's going to tell us to follow Christ, that Christ wasn't perfect, because that's the mindset of the left. They are so much more educated than we are. They're smarter than we are. They have to help us understand, don't they, Zoe?
Man, hey, Don, let me help you out. Let me help you out, man. If Jesus wasn't perfect, then anybody could have gotten up on that cross and be killed, okay? Yeah. We didn't have to wait thousands of years for Jesus to come along to be crucified and die for our sins. It could have been anybody, okay?
He who knew no sin. I guess he must have missed that part in his Bible. I
don't, right?
somebody get Don Lemon a Bible. Get his address. We'll send it off to CNN. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, we don't want Don to burst into flames for holding one, okay? But no, he's already... Never mind. I don't want to get in trouble.
No, we pray for him. You know, we're but we do pray for our enemies. And not just our enemies. We pray for people to find Christ, find the love of God. You know, you were talking about experiences earlier, and that's like my hot button, all right? You don't know that, but that's my hot button. When somebody tells me how great worship was at church, I love doing this to them. See, this is why you got to watch it with me. So what was the sermon about? What was the message? You know, I don't remember the message, but, you know, they play this song, and I go, you know what, leave me alone. Just leave me alone, okay? I can do the song on the radio. So, but, you know, you talk about that experience. You're looking for that experience.
Yes.
I guess they haven't figured out that scripture, you know, that we're supposed to have the peace that passes all understanding. That's a great experience. And when you experience the true love of Christ, that's a great experience.
Yes.
Where are they looking?
you own it, man. That's because a lot of people are like that, man. It's like they go to church and they want to see the preacher get all, you know, they want to see all that. They want the spectacle. You know, to them, they translate that to an experience, man. But, man, like, you hit it, man. Man, whenever I open the Bible, man, when I get to read the Word, man, I got my lady with me, man. And we be studying the Word of God, man. Every time we open up the book, man, it's an experience. When the Lord opens up, you know, and shows who He is, man, He's a mind blower. Every time, man, I get that experience. Why? Because I'm just grateful, man. I'm not greedy for this experience. The Lord, and He's sufficient, man. He's done what He needs to do. My mind is blown every time.
Well, you read those stories. You know, it's almost like we talk about faith and you know, the story of Abraham. I told people, I tell this story a lot, where I say, I must have read that story 60 times, right? We all know the story of Abraham going up the hill to get rid of his son, to do what God told him to do. But I never caught the fact, and I'm telling you, I think God just slapped me upside the head one day. I'm reading it, and what's he tell his servants? We will be back.
Yeah, man.
Well, was he possessed? I mean, was he schizophrenic? No. He knew that God was not going to allow him to kill his son. Mm-hmm. Do you have that kind of faith? Because I'm not
I
do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that gives you that feeling like, wow, you can trust God to that degree? You can trust God to that level? Do we do that today? Not so sure. Anyway, all right, tell me. You know, I'm going to get the emails how we were disrespectful to God and Jesus. So don't send them. Don't send them. We both love God.
That's
what we think. Anyway, God has a sense of humor. Just look in the mirror. Tell people where to find you, Zoe.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. I got the Zophium Den, the Zoloft, and 20-pound sledge.
Listen, people, don't go anywhere. We got a lot coming up next hour. Barack Lurie joins me. We're going to talk about atheism. His book, Atheism Kills, it is coming true today. They want to tear down statues of Jesus because Jesus was a white supremacist. Yeah, Okay, that works. We'll be back in a little bit.